One of the most difficult things in the world. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. One of the most difficult things in the world is to stop being unhappy when we're unhappy. Now, if anyone knows the key to stop being unhappy when we're unhappy, and they can bottle it or can it or package it, they make a million. How can we be happy when we're unhappy? How can we be happy when we're unhappy? This is a real tough thing for every human being, and it always will be, because every human being always wants to feel that they are right, and they always want to feel that whatever they're doing is correct, and whatever they're doing is the cat's meow, and of course it isn't. Everything that we do is a reflection of who we are within ourselves. And if we are in ourselves a loving, gentle, unconditionally loving person, then all of our world around us will be a loving, unconditionally loving world. Now, it doesn't make any difference what's going on in the world. It doesn't make any difference. If you read the diary of Anne Frank, she was a Jewish girl who was in captivity, her own captivity, as she was trying to evade the Germans during the Second World War. And so she was living in an attic, and she was doing all sorts of things. But what was she doing? Did that mean she stopped living because she was trying to evade the Nazis? No. She lived very well. She had many beautiful thoughts, and she wrote them down in a book. And she's the most remarkable young lady. Now, to be going through hell and write about heaven is quite something for anyone to do. When people are in prison, and prison rightly or wrongly, they're in prison, and they can write about heaven, they're in heaven. When people are going through very difficult, devastating things, and they can keep their heart and their mind on loving things, then all is in divine order. Now, we can take the old Pope. He's a good guy. And you take the Pope, and here he has the largest congregation in the world. My goodness sakes. And he also has to solve everybody else's problems, too, because everybody comes to him with their problems, whether they're the Buddhists or the different religious groups or non-religious groups or politicians, and everybody in the world comes to the Pope and says, Pope, we got a problem here now. And the Pope says, peace, you know. And they say, Pope, that won't make it. And so the Pope says, it'll make it. It'll make it. You come to me and you want the solution to your problem. I give you the solution to your problem and it'll make it. Now, the question is whether you will make it. Are you going to accept being at peace? Now, I would like to think, and I kind of imagine it's true, that every person who goes to meet the Pope with their serious problems for world peace or whatever, when they come away from the Pope, they feel peaceful. They feel relaxed. They feel at ease. They feel that everything's going to be okay. That's what they feel. They really feel this way, whether they're Catholic or not. And why is that? Because that is how the Pope feels. You say, well, of course, the Pope doesn't have to get involved in these things. Oh, yes, he does. That's his job. His job is to be involved in the horror of the world and the good of the world. And his job is to be untouched by the horror of the world and untouched by the good in the world. His job is to bring about a peaceful attitude in himself and in the world, wherever he may be. Now, I imagine that there are very few people on the face of the earth who have the capacity to respond as the Pope must respond. Now, he's not always right. He makes mistakes occasionally. He makes misjudgments. But by and large, he does pretty good. On the whole, he's the most remarkable man because he has trained himself and trained himself and trained himself and trained himself to listen within. And when he listens within, all of the world's problems, all of the terror by night that comes to him to be solved is taken care of. And he puts it all in divine order. Now, you tell me one person on the face of the earth who has anything as horrendous as the Pope to work with on a daily basis. On a daily basis, they're driving the poor man crazy. But they can't, because he's untouched. Because he lives in his equanimium. He lives in his peace. He lives in his equanimity. He lives in that attitude of peace. And in living in that attitude of peace, no matter what comes to his attention, good or bad, he is untouched. If someone says, "Oh, Pope, you made such a great encyclica," and he says, "Oh, yes, I know what's good," he didn't say that. He said, "Thank you." Obviously, thank you. He knows he made a great one, or else he wouldn't have made it. "Oh, Pope, that was a poor play you made for that politician over there. That was a very poor judgment." I don't think so. I listened within, and I told him, "Listen within, and follow what your own inner guidance says, and then do it." Well, that guy's going to just go out and do more bad things. If that's what you think, then you're creating him doing that. Now, why don't you create him going out and doing beautiful things, being a beautiful expression of divinity? You know, it's so easy for us to go around belittling other people and belittling things that are going on in our world and saying that we are not responsible for what happens in our world. Well, we are. We are. Every single thing that happens in our world, we're responsible for it. So now it would seem to me that the nicest thing we could do for ourselves is to say, "I like me. I am divine order. I am peace." And when we say, "I like me, I'm divine order, I'm peace," then everything falls into place in its perfect order. When we say, "I like me, divine order, I'm peace," then everything we do is in divine order. Everything we do is fantastic, glorious, wonderful. Now, are you ready for such an experience? If you are, then you have to do one terrible, terrible, ungodly thing. You have to live in the now. You have to have no past. You have to have no yesterday. You live now. Can you understand that? Now, if you can live now, you're living in heaven. If you're living in the past, you're living in a fool's paradise because there's nothing you can do about it. If you're living in the future, again, you're in the fool's paradise because it's not here yet and you can't do anything about it. But you can live in the now. And you can live happy, hearty, wholesome, beautiful being, beautiful expressions in the now. Are you ready for that? The Pope took on the job, he was ready. The President of the United States, he took on the job, he was ready. All great leaders of any great operation take on the task because they feel they're ready. Some have ulterior motives, and those people with ulterior motives are caught up short. They're put to task. But those people who have only the motive of a blessing, of love, of peace, of harmony, right action, goodness, they are found to be worthy of their task. Are you worthy of the task of being a divine being? Are you worthy of the task of being a human being? Well, forget that. If you're a divine being, you'll be the greatest being in the universe. If you're a human being, you'll be touched by humanity's needs, by humanity's plight. If you're a divine being, you'll be untouched. But as you are untouched, you are the solution. Now, how about that? So, join with me in the game I play, of unconditional love today, and we will never want for the choice that we make, because it'll be the choice of happiness and joy and peace and harmony and right action. That's all that matters to me. How about you? I love you. I love you. I love you.